And as I was saying, take good care of your postures so that you're managing any sleepiness. Yet also cultivate ease in the posture as we go into loving kindness practice. So play around with your posture as I read this poem to take us into the practice. This is by Robert Priest, and it's called Go Gather Up the Love. Go gather up the love. I know now what we must do. It is in your eyes and my eyes. Go and gather it up, look by look, gaze by gaze. One flame in a hand, one holy flame, two flames gathered up. Gather up the love in our children, gather it through slum and hovel, through mansion and factory. With great gentleness, go, taking a spark here, a glow there, turning down none of it. Gather it up and free it, if even just in your own lips, through your own heart, by being strong, by going always beyond your limits. Gather it to saturation, long past your center, deeper than the full depth of you. Gather it up in beads, in blue flames, in fierce bonfires. Let there be a leap of love in the center of the earth, a flame higher than the heavens, a leap of our commitment, of our will, a leap of fire straight into the stars. So, can we endeavor to do some of this? Maybe there's only a little spark of love within you. Maybe not much of any. But maybe just knowing others have a spark and you're here with them can help you light your own flame of love. So feeling into body sitting in a very grounded way, supporting ourselves. Feeling to the breathing. It too supports us. Bringing, if you will, that little bit of a smile back. The corners of the lips and the eyes. And breathe upward into it. And breathe downwards, out with that lovely soothing out breath. And feel the earth again, unconditionally supporting us. And so now, holding in mind a being that makes you smile. A being that you have an uncomplicated relationship with. Notice how your heart naturally opens into goodwill for this being. Perhaps some gratitude for this being. And I'll offer you some phrases of loving kindness for this being, and being very sure to be grounded as we go. Maybe hand to the heart too, or elsewhere to support you. May this one who makes me smile be filled with loving kindness, tenderness for themselves. May this one who makes me smile be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe, and feel the safety of your own support by the earth through your lower limbs and your bottom. Safe, grounded. May this one who makes me smile be healthy. Breathe into this. May you be healthy and strong in your body. Healthy. And may this one who makes me smile be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. And breathe into the smile with this one. Happy. And may this one live with ease, joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. And just feel the ease of the out-breath with this phrase. Ease. Taking a few moments in the silence to practice with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. Being grounded, breathing, smiling. The ease of the out-breath. And take a few moments to finish up those phrases for the one that makes you smile. And now see if you can bring yourself into the circle of care. The Buddha said you can search the whole universe and not find a single being more worthy of love than yourself. And so, however you're able to do this, yourself as you are now, maybe when you were a young child, maybe that helps you. Imagine yourself with this smiley one, hand in hand, one in the other's lap, face to face. And we'll engage the phrases, opening to whatever your experiences are as they are, taking good care. If you feel overwhelmed at any point, just really ground. Maybe let go of the phrases for the while. May we both be filled with loving kindness for ourselves. May we both be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe, and feel the safety of being nicely grounded in your body. Safe. Breathe into, may we both be healthy. May we both be healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy. May we both be happy. Smile into this one. May we both be peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. Happy. And feel the ease of the exhale with this one. May we both joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. Ease. And so taking a bit of time in the silence to practice for yourself and the smiley one. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. Give yourself soothing touch at any point. And take about a half a minute more for those phrases for yourself and the one that makes you smile. And really let it register how it sits with you. The heart, when it opens into love, can feel nothing at all of love. May even feel irritated, bored, annoyed, angry, sad. It's all the workings of the heart. Can we let it all be here with kindness and care? So remembering that the Buddha said you can search the whole universe and not find a single being more worthy of love than yourself. He went on to say, since each and every person is so precious to themselves, let the self-respecting harm no other being. And so let's extend our well-wishing outwards to everyone in this community that's here today. sense of the group as a whole, perhaps of particular individuals, and include yourself in the sense of the community. There's no community without you. And hand to heart or elsewhere, let's gather up the love again. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Feel into body sitting, unconditionally supported by the earth, and safe, safe. Breathe into, may we all be healthy. Healthy and strong in our bodies. May we all be healthy. Healthy. Smile into. May we all be happy. Peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. Happy. And really feel the ease of the out-breath. May we all joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. Ease. So taking a few moments now to practice for the community. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. And over the next minute, as you feel ready, extend that well-wishing outwards. Outwards to all beings, however you like to understand that right now. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be happy. May all beings live with ease. Let there be a leap of love in the center of the earth, a flame higher than the heavens, a leap of our commitment, of our will, a leap of fire straight into the stars. And in these last few moments, just really feel body sitting, fully supported by the earth, being breathed, smile into it, and let the ease of the out-breath ripple through your body and support you too.